Now, we started the program in the Middle East. Elsewhere in the Middle East, Sunni and Shia Muslims are often in the headlines because of fighting between the two groups. But in the San Francisco Bay Area, one mosque is trying to be a model of Sunni-Shia harmony. Hana Baba of station KALW reports that the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California is finding more common ground than conflict.
First off, it doesn't look like your average mosque. The towering, majestic turn-of-the-century building used to be a Masonic temple. Manager Azita Sayah says that history is cherished here.
Each inch of this building has a meaning.
So when the Islamic Cultural Center of Northern California bought it, she says, they left the high painted glass windows as is. They left the pews and the pipe organ. What they did change is some of the decor. The stained glass windows now have the names of God painted on them in Arabic. There are Persian rugs on the wooden floors, Persian art on the walls, and the smells are different, with the old Masonic dining hall now serving things like saffron rice and lamb kebabs.
For Muslim people, getting together and eating together is a very holy thing to do.
The center hosts plays, open mic nights, painting, ceramics classes. Artistic expression is a focus here for a reason, says mosque leader Ali Sheikhul Islami. It fills an important gap in the current conversations about Islam.
I think one missing thing in the whole right now today is the beauty, you know, really, really paying attention to the beauty of Islam and its rich history.
Which is why this doesn't sound like your average mosque either. Many mosques preach against even listening to music, let alone playing it on the premises. But here in a huge auditorium filled with dozens of people, a Moroccan singer on stage sings the praises of Prophet Muhammad, playing a stringed instrument called a'oud. Next to him, a man plays a North African drum called the dumbek. People here are white, black, Asian, some in embroidered green Sufi robes, others in black Shia turbans or flowing white Arab jalabiyas. Some women cover their hair, some don't. Ask anyone who's been to a mosque, this scene is definitely not a common one, which is precisely why many people feel comfortable here. People like Imrul Mazid.
I identify as Shia, yeah. My parents are Sunni, but we're all Muslim. You know, it's all one.
He's a 35-year-old teacher from Oakland who converted from Sunni to Shia in his 20s. He says he gets along fine with his parents, but not all conversations are comfortable. The main disagreement between the sects is a big one. Who should have succeeded the prophet?
Among my Sunni peers or family friends, I might not be that open about it. There's a long history of persecution against Shias, and you got to be smart, you know.
But Mazid says there's plenty they do agree on, and it's frustrating others can't see past the ideas that divide. He's especially tired of people nitpicking differences in the small things, like how to stand during prayer.
Oh man, your hands, you pray like this, man, your hands are like this, my hands are like that. You do, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, it's about the message itself.
Mazid says that's why he likes this center. These issues aren't fought over here. Center co-founder Ahmed Sheikhul Islami says that's the point of this place, to break down those walls. And he says being far away from the Middle East gives room for that.
We are able to come to this country and practice the religion the way we want to, and to do it in a way that we're tolerant of each other.
He says this center is reflecting what's happening nationwide with the growing number of mixed Sunni-Shia families.
We were talking to a friend, and he said, my mother is Sunni and my father is Shia. He said, we call ourselves Sushi.
Sheikhul Islami says, in this space, there's no room for divisions. All Muslims are one, he says. All are Sushis. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Baba in Oakland.